What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Trending Thoughts. Last week's show was amazing. Kimya is a real life hero to me. She's one of the strongest women that I know, and I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to meet her. I encourage you, if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to it, we dove in deep in talking about domestic violence. And the messages that I received from so many different people was for sure empowering, and it let me know that a lot of us experience some of the same things. But just because we experience certain things doesn't mean we have to let that control our life and our narrative, and we have the opportunity to be better for our kids and our future. So I really enjoyed that, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it as well. But this week, I had to bring back my official co-host. I got to say that when she's here. I don't say it any other time.
I was going to say, I'm not a co-host if I'm not here often.
My wife, Chanel Smith, is back. What's going on, Chanel?
Hey, y'all. It's been a while. Feels good to be back.
Yeah, what have you been up to? Tell the people what you've been up to during this time.
I don't even know. Just living, man. Day to day. I don't even know what I do all day. But between working out, the fitness stuff, the kids, you know, manning the kids while you go fishing all day.
There you go.
Cleaning, organizing, cleaning again, getting ready for the school year. It's just, I don't know, a bunch of everything and nothing at the same time.
I think I agree with that. But there's some big things happening, some big announcements to come soon that we can't wait to share with you guys. But this show, we're going to talk about what's going on in our world right now. Literally our world when it comes to COVID and us being parents and dealing with our own child. Sports are finally back.
Fresh off of a argument about this exact topic.
Yes, absolutely. But we're going to save our debate for the end. But I wanted to go straight into it. You know, right now, the NBA is back. They're playing ball. They're in the bubble. And the NCAA just canceled their season. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the big-time conferences. Not everyone. But some of the big-time conferences just canceled their season. And both of us were former athletes. A lot of people don't know, but you ran track at Maryland. It was really fast. And obviously, I played ball. And our perspective is a little different. And I understand both sides of the argument. You know, from a player's perspective, I know how I would have felt. But I want to know if they told you that you worked so hard all year that this is going to be your season coming up, and they canceled it. If you were back in College Park, how would you have felt?
That's a tough one because, like many sports, we train all year. That leads up to a couple month long season. And so for all that work to go kind of wasted, that would suck for sure. But I think it would depend on what year I was in. Freshman year, I probably would have been like, oh, too bad, you know, keep it moving. But my junior, senior year where I really got super focused and it meant so much to me, I think I would have been highly upset for sure.
Yeah, I know I would have been upset regardless of what year it was because I wanted to play at all times, right? I was a kid that, you know, you have those black heat days where you're not supposed to go outside when it's like 100 and something degrees and super humid. I wanted to be outside. Like, I didn't care what the conditions were. I didn't care what was going on, if it was safe or not. I wanted to play ball. And being a college athlete where you're building so much, like some of these guys are going to have the opportunity to play at the next level.
Yeah.
And this hurts a lot of their chances.
Right.
And I understand all of that, you know, and I know I'm like, man, what if in 2010 they would have canceled your season?
Yeah.
I would have been back in College Park for another year because I wouldn't have been comfortable going to the NFL draft.
I was going to say the stakes are definitely higher for certain athletes in certain sports. Like for me, I celebrated during my last track meet and I knew I wasn't going anywhere further than that with my career with it. So obviously the stakes aren't as high for me. It would have been a very disappointing way to end, you know, I've been running track since I was very little. So to end it that way would have sucked a lot. But for people like you who, like, this was literally your interview, part of your interview process to be drafted and all that fun stuff, I couldn't imagine you having to go through that at that time.
It would have been tough, but this is different. Like, think about how crazy it was. We were in College Park when the swine flu was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and a bunch of people around me actually got sick. I was one of them that were sick around that time. And because of that, I understand why the decision makers are comfortable canceling the season. When you play on a large team.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on so many different teams where one person gets sick. That's just the only person that you know of right now. It's a wave coming that's going to wipe out
the team. And no one's following the rules. Everyone feels like they can do what they want to do.
Right. And that's just in general. That's before COVID. Before anything comes up. Before we understand. Before we even learned or knew anything about that. The flu, a little stomach bug, whatever it was. Like, it runs through a locker room and cleans house.
And y'all would have been having all types of wild house parties and all that fun stuff too. So that would have, you guys would have for sure made the spreading even worse.
Yeah, but I think that's why, I think they're taking all that into account.
You
but
have to.
To be fair, I will say this. The MLB has done a decent job of trying to do the right thing, even though they've had COVID outbreaks since they came back. No, they tried to do the right thing. I think the NBA has it the best right now in terms of actually being in a bubble.
Yeah.
But when you think about college,
there is no bubble.
Like, it's tough. But I do think in college, you stand the best chance of trying to create a bubble because there aren't any students on campus. It would literally just be the athletes there.
They can't go home, perform. Right? They can't have people over.
You wouldn't
over.
Be able to come home. You wouldn't be able to have anything else. But here's the thing. To me, we're talking about amateur athletes. You're going to lock in kids that you aren't willing to let regular students come, but you're willing to let your athletes come. They're not being paid. They're not protected. Why? It can't just be for the love of the game. I know from a player's perspective, for sure, that's the case. Like, you want to play ball. And the coaches probably feel that way as well. But the presidents, like, it's about money for a lot of these schools. You know how much money the University of Alabama is going to lose? The University of Michigan, like, big time schools, Ohio State, like, in terms of like what they bring each and every Sunday, like, it's tough. They're losing so much money. So, of course, you're going to try to make that happen. But now I think it's like one of those times where you got to try to continue to say that athletes don't deserve to be paid or their worth is just simply their scholarship. But right now, people are literally pressing, not just the athletes, other people, politicians are literally pressing for them to go out there and play when they don't have a backup plan.
I mean, you got to just know in general, like, do they really care about the athletes' lives? I think that's a deeper conversation that we've had. It's not about, you know, really caring specifically about these kids. You know, they're entertainment and they're moneymakers, which is a whole different conversation. But no one's really looking that out for the real, you know, the true well-being. But if you were a parent of a college athlete today, what would you say? Would you allow your child to play?
No.
100%. What if it was, what if senior year?
Senior year, all of that. I'm not comfortable with the climate and I don't feel like they're going to last.
So you're saying no.
I'm saying no. I'm for sure saying no. And I do understand that different things weigh into it, right? So if TJ or Cam or Corey, whatever she decides to do or they decide to do, if they were a big time prospect, I would be completely comfortable with them not playing at all. Like, why play? You have more to
lose. Nothing to prove, yeah.
Yeah, the game, right? But if they have the opportunity to work themselves up, I do get how there's a little bit of a gap, but to me, I don't care about any of that. Like, I feel like I've been blessed with the opportunity to go play and do very well for myself. My kids, they don't have to rely on that. And that's kind of a selfish way of looking at it.
I was going to say, that's a very small demographic.
It's a very selfish way of looking at it. But the way I lived before I made it in this position, I was never about the big picture of pro ball anyway. I went to school to graduate.
I think it's easier to make the decisions when you don't have to make the decision.
For sure. And I think that's what this whole country is about. You have people who make decisions for things that don't impact their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, it's much easier to do it that way.
All right, but that's just the American way. Like, that's how it goes. People in position, in leadership positions, make decisions all the time for people that they can't even relate to their situation.
Mm.
But I do applaud them for actually stepping up and realizing that this could be a risk. Because who ever thought that they would cancel college football? Like, for what? You can keep the athletes on campus. You can. Like, they can figure out a way to create more of a bubble. It's possible. But is it worth the risk? Like, you know, too often we like to talk about, like, oh, everything's going to be fine. We can do it. Or we haven't had that many tests yet. It's not about yet.
Yeah. It's fine until it's not fine. Like, it's fine until it affects somebody that we care about or somebody that we know or somebody who's really popular. And that's when things start to, you know, be eye-opening for us. But there are too many what ifs. And I think that's the hardest thing for me. I feel like I'm in my own little bubble of like not knowing how to feel, what to think anymore, because it is it's so crazy. And there's a lot of unknowns out there that we are planning our entire lives around the unknowns. And obviously I'm a cautious person, so I usually am on the better safe than sorry side, but I'm finding myself now, especially when it comes to play dates or youth sports that aren't very like, you know, hands-on, there's social distancing and all that fun stuff. I'm finding myself being like, well, would it be so bad? You know, like, cause everyone's doing it right now. Nice. So it's kind of weird to have to still be living in a cautious way and to see the world just back to normal and not thinking twice like, oh, maybe TJ can play baseball this fall and it not be a huge deal.
Right. And that's something that's the opposite for us in the way we work. I'm normally the guy that
exactly
not like, I don't care.
No I'm big deal. Gone. We can't no live our life deal. In fear. You can't be, you right. can't shield yourself from everything.
All that good stuff. That is me. I don't worry about a lot of things, but with COVID, I'm still not even concerned about like my child's individual health. I feel like from what we know, it doesn't impact children the most, but I'm not really concerned about that. Like I feel like they're going to be fine. Like,
so what's your biggest concern?
My biggest concern is that I'm a part of something where I'm continuing to help spread it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we literally get in conversations and debates at our own house because, you know, we social distance for the most part. And I think probably the way we live is really social distancing in terms of me not liking to hang out or do anything, whatever. But our friends
come, you know, here a lot.
Yeah, we do. I'd rather have people come here than us go out.
And I don't agree. I think that they're equally bad. Like, there's no difference in us bringing people to our house and us taking our kids out the house. I feel like they're both risking the chance of someone either catching it or giving it. Just because we're in our own little bubble here, if we have friends over who we don't know where they've been or who they've been around, it's giving our kids the same risk. And we are still in the position to spread the virus. So if we're going to say no sports, no nothing, no play dates, no park, no none of that, I feel like we should also completely close our doors.
And that's where we kind of disagree, because I'm like, I'm comfortable with people around, you know, if I'm kind of monitoring what they're doing. But you can't obviously monitor everyone. They exactly. can't and they can't monitor me.
Exactly.
But
what? We literally got into this debate because there is a baseball season about to happen and we got an email for TJ to sign up. And I'm like, okay, it's baseball. TJ can wear a mask. They're outside. They don't have to be cramped up around each other. Tori's like, yeah, but they're throwing the ball back and forth, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, but them throwing the ball back and forth a couple times, is that any different than us going to our niece's pool party with like 20 kids who we don't know where they've been? They've been at every park throwing balls to 20 to 50 different people. Is that any different? I don't see it as a difference. And I feel like we can manage it. I see it as a
difference because we don't really, one, we never really go anywhere.
We don't do it often.
Our kids just started. I feel like we punished them because they're just starting to see what it's like outside of our home or traveling to your mom's house in Pennsylvania. They just haven't been
go anywhere.
They haven't been going. Well, we haven't really been going anywhere, to be fair. But there's a difference to me when, again, you just understand that locker room environment. Was our niece's party more of a high risk? Absolutely.
100%.
100%. But that's an environment that we put ourselves in once for her. Now,
we can still
signing up for
that
a league,
one party could have been.
It for sure could have been. You will not hear me deny that. But when it comes to other people's social gatherings, like
a baseball game,
people having get-togethers, don't call me. So all of my friends that listen to this, like, y'all know, they already know. Don't call me to come. Like, I probably didn't want to come anyways, but I'm just kidding.
Awful.
But when it comes to, no, I'm not kidding. But when it comes to, like, just being out and about, I feel like that's more selective.
Like, it's selective, but, like, you go on a boat once a week with this dude who probably hangs out with a million people. You don't know what he's doing.
It's not the same. So here.
You don't know what he's doing.
This is my analogy for you. Would you rather us kick it at a house party or go to a Vegas club? Which one's safer to you?
That's different than a baseball game with a couple other kids that can be spread out with masks on. Like, that's, you can't compare the two. That's not,
you
that's,
can because
that's not a good
there's
one.
More kids on that field that you're going to see 10 times however
but
many games.
But he's
going
to have no physical contact with.
Doesn't matter. 10 weeks, they're exposed to 10 different people. That one little house party happens once. We're doing math here. Probability.
The one house party, one net's
wider than the other, Chanel.
Okay, but that one house party with 50 people who's been around 50 people who's been around 50 people. I feel like if we're going to listen, I'm fine either way. I'm not pressed. I'm not hard pressed for TJ to play baseball. I'm just like, I feel like I can manage it. If I'm at practice with him, I can be like, back up. Don't be
you
close.
Can't, because
don't
you
got to
stay in your car.
That's what they said. I didn't see that. It's outside. I don't think you have to stay in your car, babe. Don't make up rules while we're here.
No, you have to stay in your car.
We were just at a zoo with a bunch of other kids who they were near, but they were social distance. They had their masks on. Like, they may or may not have touched the same pole. We put hand sanitizer on, washed hands, the whole nine. I can manage that once a week for a couple of weeks.
That's annoying too, though.
It's annoying, but we could do that. Like, I feel like we could manage it. He'll have his own bat. Like, there will be minimal contact.
But to me,
if it were football, I'd say no.
I mean, I'm saying no to everything because one,
you just don't want to deal with it.
Our situation, for sure, I don't want to deal with it. And two, our situation, our child is six. He's 6 years old. There's nothing that he needs to go play, period.
That's what I said. I agree. He's not pressed about it. We're not pressed about it. But in the conversation, I just feel like if we're going to use that energy towards this, then we should keep the same energy when it comes to letting people in our house or going to parties or all of that. Like, we just need to be consistent. That's all I'm saying.
Going to party one.
We've been to two parties.
Who?
We had people over.
Yeah, we had people over.
We don't know where those people been.
And that was no your idea. That was your idea. I didn't want to do it.
It was my idea. You didn't want to do it not because of COVID, though. Let's be clear. You didn't want to do it because you're antisocial. You told me
COVID made me antisocial.
Bye, Tori. We're not going down this road because everyone listening here knows the situation. They know how you are. So, okay, so the decision for TJ is no sports.
No sports. Is it out of do you think it's out of fear?
No, I think you just don't want to deal with it. I don't think it's about COVID. You're just weird like that. Like, I think you really are just like, no, no. Just to say no, you didn't really think about it and process it like, that could work out. That wouldn't be the biggest deal.
But I did process it. I understand it.
We can try it and we'd be like, nah, that's not going to work for us.
I don't want to be around other people.
Not because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
You're such a
liar. And I don't want to be around other people.
You're such
two
a liar.
Things
that so both, you're going to punish our child.
Both things can be true at the same time. If COVID didn't exist, would this be an argument right now or a debate or a question?
No, I think that COVID
no,
has, I think
so
COVID,
it's COVID.
I think COVID has really enabled your lifestyle and has made you even more antisocial than you were before. But if TJ really, really wanted to play baseball right now, like, we should have the conversation to see if it is realistic and if it's safe. I think we could make the assumption. We can write it down, the pros and the cons, and I think that we can come to the conclusion that it's not, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
But I think there's one term that you're missing.
What?
You said, is it safe?
Yeah. It could be safe.
There's some things that you could, it's safe till it isn't, right? We both agree on that.
No, I don't think we agree on that. I think that if TJ has his mask on, it's no different that, 45 minutes that they're out there is no different than when we're out at the zoo with kids walking past us and touching the poles.
You go to the zoo every week?
I plan to go somewhere once a week.
See, because that's different. Like, I don't like taking them anywhere. I'd rather bring the Smith House Zoo.
You're going to bring the zoo to the house.
Right, we're going to do something.
That's great that you're able to do that. No, you're serious. You're serious.
I'm not doing that. They don't need the zoo, because that's the word that I wanted to tell you. Is it necessary? It can be safe.
Okay.
It can be this, but is it necessary? Is a zoo necessary? No. It's cool, but is it necessary? Is football... Yeah, it's football necessary? I love it. It's my favorite sport. But is it necessary to play right now? No. Especially if you're doing it for free, no.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. I agree that it's not completely necessary. I agree. It's just how long
Now, we're in the same boat. Fast forward 1 year.
1 year from now.
Yes, if they don't have things figured out and this is our new way of living... Then guess who will be out there?
Well, guess what? Guess who needs to go from a C-level coach, home coach, dad coach, to an A-level coach in the matter of weeks?
Weeks?
Yeah, you need to get it together because school starts in September. So you better have your gym teacher hat on, ready to go, throwing the ball with them in the backyard. Basketball, I want every sport. Every sport that he's missing this year, you better be ready to coach. That's all I'm saying.
I mean it. Keep the energy. I'll do that. You mean it's... It's a part of it, and we've had that conversation a little bit about coaching our kids.
Yeah, we have.
In a past podcast episode,
he did good for a couple weeks, y'all, and
It was a hilarious conversation, but even in real life, it's hard for me to coach my kids, but let's stay on topic right here.
Most people I know right now, their kids are definitely playing sports. Not to say I care. A lot of people I know, kids are signed up for sports. More people than not that typically play sports.
I'm trying to think of who I know, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
There's a bunch of people signed up for sports right now.
Well, I guess, yeah, maybe. It hasn't started. Maybe there's some things. Yeah, that
hasn't started, it's for the fall.
I literally only know of two people.
For the fall?
No, I'm saying
that. I mean, I'm not going to shout people out on here. I know I have a list of people whose kids are signed up for sports right now.
No, I'm sure. I don't judge. I want to be clear in this. I'm not judging anyone that's going to play ball right now. But I want them to think about, is it necessary? Sometimes I get it. Your kid being stuck in the house, getting on your nerves all day. You got to work. You got to do something.
But the kid
needs
stimulation.
Yeah, they do.
They need to be outside. But I think that we are in a very privileged position Our kids have not missed a beat. They can go outside and jump in the pool. They can go play basketball. They can go fish. They can do all these things. Our kids really, when they say our kids are the mental health, our kids are just fine. They haven't missed a beat at all. But we're in a very privileged position to say that. Imagine we're back at, what was the apartment we stayed in Philly? Imagine we're living there.
Yeah, we got to go.
We would literally go nuts. We would literally go crazy. But no park. You don't let them go to the park. So what are they doing?
You're being in the grass.
Yeah.
I don't allow our kids to climb over playground parks right now. And it's because 100% because of COVID. But, my kids are dirty. Kids are just dirty.
Our kids are extra trashy.
Yeah, though. Cam might be over there, who knows where. And I just, to me, again, is it necessary? No, we'll try to find other ways to stimulate them. We're both home.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a luxury and a privilege. But to me, certain things, whether I was in that situation or not, the way I feel about it wouldn't really change.
I think I agree with you on the necessity of it. Yeah, it's definitely not necessary. I just think that we need to kick up our social distancing game in general. If you talk to, I don't want to name her on here. She goes crazy when she sees our pictures that we have friends over. She thinks we're probably the dirtiest people in the world when we have people over. We need to be more mindful. Our friends are around their friends and around their friends and who knows who they're around. And so maybe we should really create this bubble here, since we can't go to the park, we can't touch anything, you don't want to go leave the house much. I think we should not let it in our house either. That's all I'm saying. It should go both ways.
You think that would make me mad?
I know. It's so unfair to have this conversation with him, because he really could just be like by himself all day long, all year long, for 10 years and just be happy. Most people need some social interaction outside of virtual, like Zooms and stuff like that. Like, people need real one-on-one time with people. Yeah.
No, I get it.
You're not human.
No, I'm very human. There are a lot of people that are just like me that are listening right now that are like, listen, I understand you can be a social introvert.
Yeah, like, that's a conversation for a different time.
It is. But let's go. I want to talk about this because I've received so many different DMs about this football league in Carroll County, Maryland, where we used to live. Our first house was in Finksburg. And they canceled their youth football league. Like most youth football leagues around the country, they've been training and working out still, even during the lockdown and stuff, just to get out the house. As soon as they let kids go work out, they've been meeting up, getting together, whatever. And they canceled their league.
The season.
This whole season, they're done. They're not playing this year. And I received a lot of different DMs from people asking, could I speak out about it or give my opinion on it? And I've talked to a few of them through messaging, through DMs. And I was like, I can't do that because it wouldn't be authentic, because I'm not letting my own child play. So why would I say, hey, you know, let them play? And that to me, we've been having these conversations before, but that really made me think, like, man, when you have been dedicated to this as a soccer mom or football mom.
Yeah.
And like the kids, like, this is just what you do every single year. Like, it's tough to have that taken away. It can't be any different than how the college player feels. Like, they worked all hard for this as well, right? Those are feelings that, you know, I've experienced in the past. But I think about it from the kids' perspective there, and the way I view sports and kids is just different. Like, I feel like it's necessary to have, but at a time like this, it's not that important to me. And that's just the way I feel about it. And I hope that doesn't come off as being judgmental towards everyone
else. No, you could have said that in a very, like, in a much more blunt way that I'm surprised you didn't. So I appreciate that.
No, it's
like, the sensitivity. Just, yeah. I appreciate
it. No, I understand it. Like, but it's like, I don't, when it comes to sports, I feel like sports, I've learned so many different things in life because of, I played ball. I've been in teams. I've been in locker rooms. I've been in environments with other people that I like, that I don't like, that look different than me, that talk different than me, that act different than me. Like, these are all things that help you as you grow in life. But as of right now, where we are as a country in 2020, I think it's okay if you're
to
younger.
To sit this one out.
To chill out.
Sit this one out. Here's the thing, too. Like, the more we don't follow the guidelines and all that fun stuff, like, the longer this is going to last. And I feel like right now it seems like the world is ending. But we know good and well, we thought the world was ending when the kids didn't go back to school in the spring, and we got through that. Like, we're resilient. Kids are extremely resilient, and we're all going to get through it. Like, one way or another, everyone's going to be okay. But what's not going to be okay for a sports league, they have the liability that one person gets sick and dies. Like, that's on their conscience. That's on their name. And then they were the worst people in the world. And so, especially from like an organizational part, like, you have to be careful. You don't want to be the one who said, you know what, we're going to try it. We're going to see how this goes. We're going to try our best. And then someone gets extremely sick, even if it's just one person.
And then that's what we miss out on. Like, it's like, oh, we haven't had anything happen yet. Well, just because you haven't had anything happen yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So what I was able to tell a few different parents, or I don't even know if some of them were parents, just like, okay, let's say you do play. What happens when you have your first test? Now people have to quarantine for, what, a week or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's your whole team that's not going to be able to play for 2 weeks. And then what if someone gets a positive 2 weeks after that? then what? Like, is it worth it for youth football? And I don't think it's worth it. That's just my personal opinion.
I'm going to say,
if a kid gets sick and dies, or forget being sick and dies. I mean, even in the MLB right now, the Red Sox had a pitcher, Eduardo Rodriguez, who had COVID. And because of COVID, he now has a heart issue.
Crazy. Because of COVID or because?
Because of COVID.
Wow.
Now, there was a player for the Vikings who just last week found out that he had an underlying heart issue.
Like, oh, that's the one that I was thinking about.
Yeah, he had it when he was born. His name slipped my mind right now. But he had it when he was born. But that probably saved his life, him having COVID.
Because they found
it. And having to do extra tests.
Yeah.
And, you know, his heart issue had absolutely nothing to do with COVID. But it goes to show you that in Eduardo Rodriguez's case, that you can be completely healthy. You could be one of the best pro athletes.
Yeah.
You could be amongst the strongest of the population. And this disease can still do some damage to you.
I think that's the part that I keep going back to when I have those moments of, like, we're really just living in a bubble and it's getting really annoying. Like, when I get to that point, there's just so much we don't know. Like, it's easy for us to be like, yeah, it's not going to affect our kids. Like, even if our kids get it, they'll probably be okay. We'll probably be okay. Like, we really don't know that 100%. And when it comes to my kids' safety, as much as I can, there's things that we can't control, obviously. But the things that we can control, we control. And I think that's kind of where you are. Like, it's not necessary for our kids to be playing sports competitively right now. They can play out back. They can, you know, do what they do with each other. But I get where you're coming from. And I guess I agree. My thing is that if it can be done safely, then why not? If you need to do it, like you said, we don't need to do it. But if TJ really wanted to play,
I feel like, but maybe my view of youth sports kind of clouds it a little bit.
Yeah, you are so, yeah.
I'm not anti-youth sports. I love youth sports, right? But I feel like
people take
it too seriously. The same way the college athletes are being pushed and they want them to really play because of money, the people who create these youth leagues want these kids to play.
No, it's the parents. These parents want these kids to play.
Nah,
the parents,
it's both.
The parents are the ones, like,
you have people who are paying $75, $100 to show up for like one day camps and things like that. Like, youth sports,
I know,
is a moneymaker.
It's 100% a moneymaker, but parents love their kids in sports. Like,
I do.
It is what it is. I love TJ and I love all of them playing sports.
I do too.
So
I just don't love them playing with COVID lurking.
Okay. Well, you already made the decision. It's not like it was a conversation. It wasn't a debate. Usually we have debates and it ends in, like, you know, one of us getting our way.
Yeah,
a compromise. There's no compromise. Homeboy said they're not playing. Okay. Okay. You're the leader. Go ahead and lead.
I don't really do that too often, though.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that. That's a topic. That's another conversation.
No, I'm just saying in general, like that. But that was something that I really...
It was non-negotiable for you, which I understand.
It really... Can't play my baby's health.
I understand.
Over some ball.
I understand.
Like, get out of here.
I get you. But the crazy thing is, too, I've been seeing... It's so funny, even with the school stuff, which we'll talk about on a different day... It's the weirdest thing that the most complaints that I'm hearing are from parents who, like, your kids are going to be just fine not doing that. Or your kids are going to be, you have the resources to, you know, get some help for your kids. Or the people really, really complaining deeply about this. I find it interesting how adamant they are that this is, like, the most ridiculous thing in the world. And that we're all punks for not, you know, continuing sports the way they are. Like, your kid will be just fine without one season of fall right. ball. Like,
man, listen, to give some people hope who are like, oh, we need ball. Or my kid needs this, my kid needs that. I played organized ball one time in third grade. And it was a lot of gaps in between there. So your kid will be fine. Let me be there to tell you that. It will be fine. These are weird times. And hopefully, you know, one day soon, we'll be able to be comfortable getting back to normal, just dealing with regular dirty kid things. You know, like, wash your hands because that's the right thing to do. Not wash your hands because you could go and see your grandmother and it could be your last time seeing her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a completely different time that it's tough for everyone. I do feel for the kids. I feel for the student athletes. I feel for the coaches and family members and leaders who are invested in these kids. Even business-wise invested, literally. But, I mean, right now, you know, I feel like it's the easy thing to do is to kind of just go with the flow. I feel like the hard thing to do is to go against what your norm tells you to do and try to beat this thing the right way in something that we don't know. We got to protect people's lives.
Yeah, and our kids don't and won't be the guinea pigs, so.
Absolutely. I'm saying all of that, and even when they have a vaccine, like, they aren't.
We will not
it.
Be first in line.
That's a whole nother conversation. Absolutely not. But I think you just kind of opened the doors to a conversation for next week's podcast.
What's that?
What are we going to do with these kids in school because of COVID?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah, we need to have that conversation.
Let's do it. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for coming on, Chanel.
Holla.